Micah chapter 1, verses 3 to 5 and 9. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? For her wounds are incurable. For it has come to Judah, it has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. If in 1950, someone had foretold that in 70 years, America would be filled with rampant homosexuality, child porn, transgenderism, an opiate and fentanyl epidemic, a crisis of babies born with drug addictions, one every 25 minutes, snuff flicks, and even the worship of Satan, they probably would have laughed at him. Sodom and Gomorrah would have been spared if there were 10 believers there. How long will that proportionate 10 be left here? The Lord declares to Micah that judgment was coming on Israel and Judah as on Sodom and Gomorrah. Summoned into God's court, there was no break for them. The spiritual harlotry of Israel and Judah had become so complete that the Lord declares them incurable. They will be a heap of ruins. This is a warning for us to take to heart. For there still were in Israel priests and prophets, rulers and judges, who leaned on the Lord. The people in general still went up to the temple to bring offerings and prayers. And yet the Lord declares that their rebellion is so infecting the whole body with putrefying sores and contagious infection that the only solution now is not to amputate a few parts to save the body, but to incinerate the body to save others. When the Lord called Israel and Judah into court, they followed the advice of a criminal lawyer. Plead innocent and find somebody else to blame the guilt on. But the Lord called some rather unusual witnesses to establish their guilt. He gave the mountains and the trees voice to tell everything that had been done among them. He revealed the individual's thoughts while in their own beds and their mocking of God's own prophets. Summoned into God's courts, there was no break for them. What is the verdict that will stand against you and me when the Lord gives the mountains and the trees voice to tell everything that we have done in every secret corner of the earth? When he gives the wind voice to whisper every one of our whispers of gossip, curse, or deceit? Gives the walls voice to relate every time we fought or talked back? Gives your bed voice to relate every unclean thought? Gives your bank account voice to reveal every voucher to worldliness, every omission of the Lord? Those that claim innocence are condemned. Summoned into God's court, is there any break for you? The Lord did offer a break, Since he declared physical Israel incurable and cast out, the offer is to the true Israel of God, the remnant of repentant believers in Jesus from among all nations. You heard it in yesterday's chapel, Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. Or Galatians 3, only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And Romans 9, they are not all Israel who are of Israel, but the remnant will be saved. So what is the break that the Lord offered? Listen to this intriguing offer in Micah chapter 2. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Notice, this breaker out is our King and Lord, Jesus, who as our good shepherd breaks out, calling us that we might follow him, the remnant of true believers. He breaks through the guilt of all of our sin, the judgment that we deserve, the very power of death and the devil, to break open for us a path to heaven. He breaks through the corruption, the unwillingness, the rebellion, the idolatries of our natural heart, to create the faith to follow him through that break. He invites us to plead guilty. And he will break us out of the condemnation we deserve and cover us with his own unrighteousness. With his own righteousness. Micah 7. Who is like the Lord, forgiving iniquity and delighting in mercy, and declaring, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Summoned into God's court, seize the one break that saves. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 371, stanzas 1 and 4.